Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and any of you others who may be out there, thanks for being here. We're going to spend the next hour with Professor Dr. Eric Carlstrom. Are you there, sir?
Yes. Hi, Jeff. Good to be with you and continue our investigations, as it were.
Well, yes, we have some things to go through tonight. And for those of you who don't know, Eric Carlstrom, 30 years, a professor, geography? Was that part of it?
Physical geography. Physical geography is very close to geology, but it includes climatology. And soil was my specialty, actually, and geomorphology. So, yeah, the physical side of geography, which is close to geology.
Right. Yeah. All right. Here's the point. For some reason, Eric became too aware and too wise, and they began to make him pay for that wisdom and the effort to speak the truth as a targeted individual, a TI. And his life has been hellish for a long time, as have the lives of many countless other people who have otherwise crossed the control matrix or been randomly chosen to be test subjects. Have it your own way, whatever. Point is that Eric knows an awful lot about TIs, targeted individuals, and the techniques and the people who are calling the shots. And that's why they've singled him out. Simple.
Yeah. Well, there's really good news and bad news tonight, Jeff. Are you still there?
Yeah. I hope so. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The good news, I think, is that, over 1,800 posts on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website have now allowed me to kind of put together a grand synthesis, which, it's hard to synthesize and summarize a program that is so complex. But, the post that we've got here on the show notes is 117 posts here, as is on my website. Prove organized stalking and electronic torture, all the same thing, is neuro-hybrid warfare and state-sponsored terrorism against targeted civilians and then elements, history, goals, and perpetrators of that system. So, I know it's going to be pretty hard for people to, wade through 1,800 posts. It would probably take, a better part of a couple, 3 months.
Sure.
And 117 posts probably take a couple hundred hours anyway. But here I've kind of organized them in such a way that I'm comparing the testimonies of military strategists that we've talked about on this show, such as Dr. Richard Zafransky, Colonel Zafransky of RAND, and he wrote an article called Neocortical Warfare, the Acme of Skill in 1994. We've talked about Dr. James Giordano, the neuroweaponologist, neuroethicist at Georgetown University, consultant with DARPA. We've talked about Dr. Charles Morgan. We've talked about Dr. James Canton. And in this post, I put together a whole series of experts talking about neurowarfare, and that's in my section one. And then in section two, I put together the testimonies of many, many brilliant targeted individuals, including experts like Dr. John Hall and ex-NSA whistleblower William Binney and ex-U.S. Army intelligence officer Julianne McKinney. And I compare the program as outlined by the military strategists and neuroscientists working with the special operations forces with the effects that are reported by the targeted individuals. And it's just a slam dunk, Jeff. Any sensible, reasonable person would have to conclude that these are the same program. In other words, the U.S. military intelligence.
Like
I say, I've got lots and lots of evidence to this effect. And these posts do warrant studying. So I would hope that, some of your listeners would go on to this post and go down through it. I don't even think we have time to go through all the posts, but, look through that, please. And I think it's a slam dunk, that what we have here is evidence incontrovertible slam dunk that the government, intelligence, military, corporate complex is and has been waging neuro and hybrid warfare against its own civilians as well as civilians around the world. And of course, this is a crime against humanity. This is warfare. This is treason. These people are guilty, I believe, of highest treason. Of course, they've gotten away with murder in the past, and they continue to get away with murder at present. But this is a big deal here, I think, for me. And again, it builds on a lot of the discussions that you and I have had in the past, and that you've had with many, many others, like Kay Griggs, et cetera, who are brilliant targeted individuals, good people whose lives are systematically destroyed in a system that's designed to systematically destroy their lives. If people do go to the to this post, the first thing they'll see is a little kind of a cartoon with a silhouette of a father holding his daughter's hand, and she says, "Daddy, what do you do for a living?" And he replies, "I'm a gang stalker, honey. We torture Americans electronically in hopes they'll commit suicide." Well, that's not a joke.
That's
what it's about. This is a way to neutralize and eliminate suicide citizens. I can just read you a little bit from the epigraph quotes of this article here. Uh-huh. And this is quoting from Armin Krishnan, who is an assistant professor at Carolina State University, Greenville, North Carolina, in an article in 2016, Attack on the Brain, Neuro Wars and Neuro Warfare. This shows up in the Space and Defense, U.S. Air Force publication. And he says in here, the U.S. military recently added the human domain as the sixth domain of war, apart from land, sea, air, outer space, and cyberspace. With respect to non-combatant targeting, neuroweapons may be employed covertly, without the target of the attack ever being aware of the attack. Individuals may be driven insane and manipulated into random acts of violence. Okay, there's
and
our shooting.
Never figure it out.
Never figure it out. Yeah, that's probably the vast majority. Then it would be the really brilliant ones like Stephen O'Keefe that we're going to hear from later, who figure it out down to the T. So there's a whole range of responses here, but these are invisible neuroweapons, electromagnetic frequencies. Non-lethal weapons, they call them, directed energy weapons. But in fact, this is a weapon system, a military weapon system, as powerful or more powerful than atomic weapons. That's said by many experts, including Brezhnev and various Russian presidents. Individuals may be driven insane and manipulated into random acts of violence. Societal subgroups may be manipulated into rising against their government. You suppose that might be happening now, some places in the world. And whole societies may be thrown into political turmoil and chaos. Yeah. Such methods of war increasingly represent the current reality of, quote, hybrid warfare, which is unconventional or asymmetric warfare, political warfare, and other forms of societal destabilization. Now, in 2013, the U.S. Special Forces were operating destabilizing governments in 139 of 190 countries, and, of course, this country as well. In this program, and other forms of societal destabilization that are being employed with great effectiveness by several major nations. So the U.S. is not the only one. There is currently no legal protection against mind manipulation, he says. Neuroscience and neurotechnologies, neuroweapons and directed energy weapons can be used for torture, genocide, and high-tech repression. That's happening wholesale. Militaries seek to dominate neurospace by hacking the human brain and by devising new technologies that harden their own personnel against neuro warfare attacks. Wish they'd share that with the TIs. And B, attacking enemy biological cognitive systems. So I suppose I'm an enemy biological cognitive system rather than a human being in this system. And then he
sounds
goes
like
on
it to me.
Yeah, and many, many others. I'd say millions around the world, many millions. Some say as many as 1% of the American people may already be targeted in this manner. This may occur through some neuro-cyber interface or BCI, brain-computer interface, which aims to steer consciousness and or create an internet for minds. So here's where it gets really hairy and interesting. Thereby creating a, quote, nuosphere, that's a term that Teilhard de Chardin used, by the way, that could one day form a super intelligent hive mind. Oh, boy. Combat in neurospace would become a struggle over the formation and direction of collective consciousness. These people are really off the rails. But this is their goal, of course. Neurowarfare can be covertly conducted in peacetime, as it is now, or outside a declared armed conflict. Like cyber warfare, neurowarfare is difficult to define and regulate. Both warfare methods can be conducted covertly, are difficult to attribute, and often cause no visible effect or damage. Because their impact is greater under conditions of secrecy, there are few incentives for any nation to openly declare that they have neuroweapons and might use them. So always these are denied. And he says, currently arms control agreements do not cover neuroweapons. Okay, and then this is Attack on the Brain, Neurowars and Neurowarfare by Armin Krishan. A good summary article. You know, we can't necessarily say Armin Krishan is a psychopath. He's reporting on what is the current state of the art in the military and writing for U.S. Air Force publication Space and Defense. And so the interesting thing, Jeff, is that I, as a, you know, ex-scholar or scholar, whatever, ex-professor, am targeted, but at the same time, I have access to the internet. I can read these professional papers of the military types. Krishan teaches in a security studies program, and I can read listen to the testimony of all these TIs, and I must have 500 to 1,000 TI testimonies on my website, TI statements.
Sure.
No doubt it's the same program. And let me just throw this out before we just kind of open this up a little bit. TargetedJustice.com is one of the many, many, many websites. I'm not the only person working on this, of course. This one's by Richard Lighthouse and his group, and he comes along with some very interesting diagrams, which are on this article, right near the top, overview of targeted individual program. People can look at that. It's kind of a flow chart, and he identifies the following individuals as being the key people. Now, this is very interesting. I can't verify this, but it certainly sounds very plausible. Get this, David Rubenstein, CFR.org, CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. He's the guy who founded the, what's the name of that Carlyle group? Then the next name should be known, Dick Cheney or Darth Cheney, who is the, so supposedly he says, the TI program director. That's not hard to believe, actually.
No.
And then he's also very high in USAP programs, which is Unacknowledged Special Access Programs, or Black Projects. And, of course, all this has a lot to do with 9/11 because it radically ramped up after the war on terror radically ramped up after 9/11, which, of course, was, a government job, just like the assassination of Kennedy, military and intelligence led. David Cohen, CIA Operations, General John Raymond, U.S. Space Force, Avril Haines, Office Director of National Intelligence, Merrick Garland, there's our good old Department of Justice Attorney General, who is now stating that half of Americans are terrorists. So
this whole screenplay that's being run in front of us seems to be utter science fiction. It's like, how can this possibly be? But it is, and it's worse than that. Blinken, they are pushing Putin into war. Everybody knows it. I hope he does. I'm sick of this crap. I honestly hope he does.
Well, Garland is quite a piece of work. He really is a piece of work. I mean, he's trying to create a civil war here.
Yes, he is.
This terrorism.
Remember, they're pulling the plug on the United States. Period. Just remember that. Pulling the plug. It's down. It's done. They're done with it. The globalists are done with it. The white Western first world. European, American, North American, Australian, New Zealand, they're targeted. to go down first. That's the game.
What ethnicity would Merrick Garland be if he's going to target the whites, which are the majority race in America? Is he black? Is he Hispanic? Is he Chinese?
I think isn't his real name something other than Merrick Garland? I don't believe that's his real name.
My point is he's Jewish. And you know, it took me most of my life to realize that Jews do not consider themselves white. They consider themselves a different race, and they hate the whites. And so this is what we're seeing played out here on a vast scale.
Correct.
And many of the names I'm reading are Jewish.
Yeah.
So this is the consummation of, you know, hundreds of years worth of planning, really. The Bolshevik Revolution, the French Revolution being precursors to this global revolution that we're looking at. But let me just run through this list of heavy hitters that might just be the real terrorists. General Scott Barriere, DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. Melissa Smyslova, Department of Homeland Security Intelligence and Analysis. A nice Russian sounding name, or maybe Jewish, I don't know. Steve Vanek, the National Counterterrorism Center. Another name for gang stalking, electronic torture is counterterrorism, by the way. Jill Sanborn, FBI National Security Branch. Charles Cable, FBI Terrorist Screening Center. Stephanie Tompkins, DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Michael Lauer, MD, DIH, National Institute of Health, Extramural Division. The next one's interesting. Mossad, which is the Israeli intelligence agency. And by the way, who do they get to be their helpers? The Sionim, who are the citizen Jews in all the countries that can be drafted.
Sionim. Sionim.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Anybody who is, all right, let's put it this way. Anybody who identifies as being Jewish, wherever they are in the world, and they attend synagogues are obviously field stations for Mossad, but they are all part of an international data collection agency, which feeds all relevant and important data that might result in harm to Israel or Israelis or Jews. They feed that all into the Mossad. Sionim. It's a worldwide, all Jewish, all the time intelligence gathering agency. Think about it that way.
Yeah, and they can do more than gather intelligence. They can do stalking and murder, and they can be drafted to do that. It's kind of like The Godfather. You know, are you ready to render a service for your Godfather? In this case, Godfather, of course, is Israel. And then the last one on this list, owners of the Federal Reserve. Well, that's curious, because the Federal Reserve, of course, would be the customer of all these agencies. Of course, they would be the payers, the people funding these operations. And, of course, these are the international bankers, the City of London, and, of course, the European Rothschilds and all those families, Illuminati families, et cetera, and Rothschilds and Rockefellers. Pretty amazing stuff. Now, this is the work of Richard Lighthouse, targetedjustice.com. He's the one who has gotten, you know, down to the point of actually naming names. But it is pretty frightening. This is the bad news. The bad news is that the people who run this country are doing these black operations against the American people. So the next question is, should we be paying these people to torture and kill us? I don't think so. I think maybe they should be fired. Just my opinion as a targeted individual. Fired, tried, and then fired again, and in a sense of perhaps firing squad. These are true terrorists. These are true traitors to the Constitution and to the American people, in my opinion. And I know that sounds awfully radical for a mild-mannered former professor to say. But if you've been targeted for a number of years, you might understand that you build up a certain amount of resentment against the power structure that is wrecking your life and, you know, deliberately. So,
that's true.
Of course, they do want to push you over the edge. They do want to get you to self-harm, commit suicide, or strike out against somebody. And then they are ready then to lock you up or to get you institutionalized for mental illness. So this is a very sophisticated program. What what can I say? I feel like, you know, almost case closed now for me. I've done research on this topic since I really realized I was...
Okay, hold on. Now you said, excuse me, but you said case closed. Does that mean you're gonna shut this operation down and move on to something else, pretty much? What do you mean by that?
Well, that's a good question, Jeff. Before I got into this...
I mean, you've paid your dues, you've done your thing, you've gone where few people would dare go, you're still alive, you're telling it as you see it, 100% honestly, with integrity. So I guess maybe you're feeling like, you know, I've done it all, I've laid it out there, it's on my site, maybe it's time for me to do something else. Maybe it is.
Well, I do feel that way, but... You know, it's interesting because my other sites are also maybe controversial. My own field in geography was paleoclimate. So I have a website, naturalclimatechange.org.
Eric, you could dive into the climate scam and make some big noise with that. It's wide open. Go into HARP, go into electronic weather modification, weather control, what they're spraying us with that we are inhaling, which could be mRNA and spike proteins. It could be anything.
It's
crazy.
To tell you the truth, I was on to all of this stuff, you know, over 10 years ago, about the time Dane Wigington kind of moved to the front of the line on this. I was doing panel discussions, you know, at the Commonwealth Club with people like him and what's her name, Peterson, the one at California Skywatch, on this topic. I've got a whole website about this, naturalclimatechange.org. I know a lot more about this than Dane Wigington does. And this is where I should be going, actually. So I do feel like I need to go back to my own profession, which is the paleoclimate. Yeah.
Well, you've paid your dues. You've made your contribution. It's all there. My God, it's on your website. It's in all the programs you've done over the years. And hold on. I have to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Okay, back with Professor Dr. Eric Carlstrom. All right, onward. Maybe it is onward for you, a new area. Interesting. We're under siege. We are under total siege, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, full court press. Hostile takeover of humanity by this group that we can identify, and I have identified them as well as, of course, many others. You know, I've also done an attempt to summarize the extremely complex targeting program that I put out in 2019 called Essential Insights and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens. That one would only take about 5 hours for people to go through. They can get that on my ericcarlstrom.com website. That's the only element of my research that is actually for sale. So this is, I think, $40 for like 74 soundtracks. And, you know, the best, if people were just not even able to spend $40, but wanted to, you know, pay 99 cents for the best six tracks, I would suggest they go to the testimony of the Canadian TI, Stephen O'Keefe, who, a brilliant young man who's an artist, and he explains the program in such a way that, again, most people don't even know they're being targeted. This guy was targeted for so long, he figured it out, and he's so brilliant. Perhaps we should listen to that, Jeff. What do you think? The testimony of Stephen O'Keefe is a YouTube that I put together from these, which you've got there under the show notes.
Right. Yeah, of course.
That actually includes two of the cuts. It's about 11 minutes, but let's try it.
Okay, this is in the guests section. You'll find it under Eric's name. And it's the third item down. We're going to the fourth item down. It's the audio file.
No, we're going to the testimony of Stephen O'Keefe, if that's okay.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a 11-minute long. Yeah, 11-minute long. That's fine. We got both, so they're here. Okay,
let's just
here we go.
First one. Testimony. Yeah.
Right. Here we go.
From targeted individual as lone wolf terrorist. Introduction to the Op Catalyst website, which has now been removed from the internet. I am what is called a targeted individual or enemy of the state. Becoming an enemy of the state is quite easy. Uncover a few of its crimes and criminal conspiracies, be as investigative and honest as you can be, and you'll be an enemy of the state quite quickly. In my case, after some years of investigative research, I uncovered existing mysteries about my own life while attracting the attention and interest of government intelligence services and their secret police. These government operations are clandestine, or secret, or classified. Things a government calls secret are many times very illegal, and activities a government classifies are sometimes outright criminal. You can measure a government's illegality and criminality in the vast number of documents it conceals from public view. Governments which target persons in the way they have targeted me are mafia states, meaning the government operates in secret as a highly evolved mafia. The way a mafia targets people is by surrounding the target mostly with others connected to or owned by the mafia state. Informants, government employees, snitches, lackeys. And the reason for this is because you are of more value to the government than you are a physical threat. In my case, I was targeted at a young age because of my artistic skills, observational abilities, and computer programming knowledge for what the Canadian and American governments have been testing on me, which is a highly sophisticated wireless surveillance and an unbelievably advanced intelligence and military technology. It goes under various names. I call it virtual telepathy, or VT. It's called remote neural monitoring and prompting, brain repatterning, and EEG fingerprinting. Basically, it's a way to wirelessly monitor anybody using the body's biometric displacement field and also computer interfacing the target's brain patterns. This transforms a target, that is, a responsive target, into a test subject for a super spy, soldier, and super policing program. Virtual telepathy, VT, is a bit of a parlor trick, being a combination of hands-free biometric surveillance and remotely prompting the human target to receive and acknowledge these prompts. It may seem like telepathy, but it's only one way. You are a targeted individual with no formal affiliation to the government, its military, police, or intelligence services. The reason for this is simple. This elaborately advanced surveillance technology and its clandestine handlers will drive you insane. It is a weapon, and it is also the most powerful of weapons, being invisible. Imagine wearing a set of wireless earbuds or Secret Service ear prompter where you are receiving wireless radio instructions day and night, even in your sleep. To wake up, to go for a walk, to turn left, to turn right, to stop, to start, to nod yes, or shake your head no, like an obedient soldier. Now imagine receiving those instructions after taking off those physical headphones, and that these signals can reach your head wirelessly anywhere you go, like a radio. You can understand why intelligence, military, and police desire this immensely, as there are no communications which can be monitored or intercepted by a third party. It is private, discreet, and transmitted through an anonymous computer interface to the target's own brain fingerprint, which is theirs and theirs alone, exploiting the same wireless frequencies which are all around us. Adapting to this technology requires isolating the target and destroying their life and sanity in a complete personality disintegration, thereby infiltrating their brain. Canada has a history of this brain repatterning going back to the 1950s with the government and CIA-funded MKUltra program at McGill University with Dr. Ewan Cameron. Like every type of weapon, governments never stop advancing them. It took me a long time to adapt to the VT weapon I was and am subjected to, over 10 years. It also involved treatment with antipsychotics so that I could both endure it and remain sane with undisturbed sleep. The reality is that this weapon's development has been going on in various forms through the participation of the American, Canadian, Israeli, and British governments for quite some time. And they generally use prisoners who are both helplessly and constantly monitored in jail cells. These governments, all the way to the top, want virtually telepathic soldiers, spies, and secret police, expanding the required wireless neural monitoring to global populations, whether they know about it or not. In his YouTube, Deceive and Hide, Jewish Mob Stalking Culture, Canadian targeted citizen Stephen O'Keefe states, "With so many Jews involved with methods of deep psychological torment directed at me for so many years, it is impossible that these methods are not culturally Jewish, known by all Jews above a certain age. This culturally Jewish method of profiling and stalking someone to ruin would have existed before technology made it easy, perhaps explaining why Jews have been exiled from so many lands. The benefits to shadow governments are endless. Spy operations, police stings, drug dealing, money laundering drops, and black operation terror events, where an asset or target are surrounded by nothing but layers of backup in a pre-scripted crowd simulation. What gave away the core of this mob stalking method as culturally Jewish was that Israelis always positioned themselves in the lead to appear as a victim, with their terrain cues consistently ordinary per Mossad and Shin Bet's mottos of deception and concealment as a strategy. The culturally Jewish methods of deception and concealment are mafia tactics, as evidenced by the similarity in criminal activities between the American Jewish mafia and the Israeli mafia, the embedded nation of Israel and Israel proper. Jewish American mafia criminal activities include narcotics trafficking, racketeering, gambling, loan sharking, bookmaking, contract killing, diamond trafficking, extortion, weapons trafficking, fraud, prostitution, and money laundering. Israeli mafia criminal activities include drug trafficking, diamond trafficking, racketeering, loan sharking, robbery, extortion, money laundering, hijacking, gambling, prostitution, bookmaking, weapons trafficking, and human trafficking. This video profiles the surveillance proficiencies of Jews and their nation of Israel as Shin Bet, Mossad, and their Sayanim, or helpers, who profiled, mobstocked, and ruined my personal and professional life, have declared themselves, quote, deceivers in hiding. Original Mossad slogan, by deception thou shalt do war, and deceit is essential in warfare, and Shin Bet slogan, defender shall not be seen. Jewish mob stalking works like this. Jews pass your photo and details around by mobile phone and conspicuously stalk you wherever you go. Once you start discussing it or taking their photos, they complain to authorities that you're insane and obsessed with Jews, a Nazi, white supremacist, or potential terrorist, and that you must be watched very closely, and the Jews will help. Helping means setting you up for ruination, which benefits the police state, which protects Israeli interests. The power of Jews over my host nation of Canada is irrefutable. So, CSIS, Canadian Security Intelligence Service, the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Toronto Police Service, and the Nation of Israel embedded within Canada, expanded my targeting to develop a GPS terrain surveillance and queuing system. This involves portable biometric gear in backpacks, duffel bags, and luggage totes, which redundantly biometrically position you amongst plain-clothed police, spies, and their assets and targets, fed to and through satellite GPS. It's designed to move the target into a scripted surveillance sequence where anything can happen to them, like a mock collision to take them out while appearing accidental, with all immediate witnesses in on the black operation. If the target has been conditioned to EEG remote influencing, as I was, they can be led along a prescripted surveillance path, like a marionette, directed, misdirected, and delayed as needed using GPS positioned cues and resists. The cueing system covertly deployed around me uses any object or mark on the terrain, other people in the biometric field, or even GPS-located aircraft in the sky. Domestic terror black operations send government officials, police, intelligence, and the military to Israel for counterterrorism training. There they can be covertly EEG fingerprinted and their unique biometric signatures cultivated by Israeli intelligence. Beyond detecting the international locations of plain-clothed intelligence and police for Israeli Jewish operations using GPS cueing systems, important decision makers can be covertly mob stalked by Jews for life, yielding unlimited political blackmail. As Jewish deception and hiding are further finessed to fabricated domestic terror patsies and the events to go with them, more persons seek Israel for the best counterterrorism training. Jewish stalkers were so intent on always appearing to be a victim in anything I recorded, they gave themselves away as my core predators, despite so many government agencies serving as their camouflage.
That's quite a remarkable summary and summation of what you've been through and your observations and how it all works. What's really interesting to me, if I pull back and look at what you just presented about your life and your experiences, and look at the big picture, and I mean the global picture. We have people who identify as being Jewish, whatever that may or may not mean to some people, as comprising only 0.37% of the world population. That's it. Think about it. 0.3% of the world population. And yet they control the planet. Look at the traditional six major corporations that own all the media. If you go back to Edward L. Bernays, the media is the tool of control of the sheep. And they own it. They control it. Look who controls the Federal Reserve, 1913, when the Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act. That was the end of America. We owe $30 trillion, 29, in national debt. Who do we owe it to? To ourselves? No, we owe it to the Federal Reserve. Who is the Federal Reserve? It's not federal. It's not a reserve. It's an illegal, unconstitutional money shakedown business. They control our money through the Federal Reserve Act, loan it to us at interest. It's all about usury. And now we're indebted to them to the tune of around $30 trillion. Pretty clever, huh? These people aren't stupid. They're very, very smart. And as I've said before, I tip my hat to brilliance when I see it, even though it may be evil. This is control pulled off on a scale that is really unduplicated and probably unduplicatable. They're in China. I had somebody visit Shanghai years ago and said he could not believe how many Jews were in Shanghai, making deals, doing this, doing that. And we all know that who the father, of course, of Bolshevik Zionist communism, Marxism, so all the isms, well, they were all Jews. And they know what they're doing. And no one's going to take them down from the top of the perch. It's just the way it's going to play out. And unfortunately, the sheep will never be the wiser. They are everywhere and involved in everything of consequence and significance. And I can start with the pharmaceutical industry and work right on down to the clothing industry. It doesn't matter. Albert Bourla. Who is he? Who is Albert Bourla? Well, he's the CEO of Pfizer and of all the pharmaceuticals and Big Pharma. Pfizer has scored, I think it's $150 billion net profit already on their deadly bioweapon being passed off as a vaccine. These people are really ruthlessly brilliant at their goal of utter subjugation and control. And that's a fact. It's just a fact. It's just reality. It's nothing to do with being anti-Semitic. It's a fact. And I figure it was Neil Gabler, wasn't it, who wrote the book, How the Jews Invented Hollywood. I think that was the title of it. They brag about it. So they understand. Go back and read a little bit about Freud and then study Edward L. Bernays, his nephew. And you'll see it. It's easy to connect the dots. It's not hard. Know your enemy, and in this case, the enemy of freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Just understand who you're up against. And these people are absolutely ruthless. And that doesn't mean there aren't some wonderful people who identify as being Jewish. There are. But by and large, when the bell rings, I'd be willing to bet that 95%+ of those who identify as being Jewish will answer the bell and serve their greater good. That's just a fact. Anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that, Eric, but that's just a simple way of looking at it, perhaps, but I think it's accurate.
Well, you know, the phenomenal thing about Stephen O'Keefe's website, he was kind of trained in the arts, and he was quite good with a video camera. And during, and this is in Toronto, of course, big city, where it would really be a nightmare to be a targeted individual, because they're just continually running these missions against you, and they're like military missions. And he would film these things as they're happening, but he understood the program, as you could hear in the testimony there, so that he's telling you play by play what's happening. And now this person of Judaic, origin or descent or whatever is going into the alley, and he's going into this small room there, and this one's coming out over from the left, and he's giving you a play by play, description of just exactly the operation, which he describes in that segment there. And that, of course, was scrubbed from the internet. But I took some notes while it was still up. And those are on my post called Deceive and Hide, Jewish Mob Stalking, which was the name of the one of his posts. Now, this guy is probably dead now. He's a young man, considerably younger than me was. His website is mostly scrubbed. I mean, this is a tragedy. I mean, this guy would have been tortured and probably killed. I mean, if Stephen O'Keefe is out there, you have my greatest admiration. Please, check in. Let me know you're alive. But I suspect, I've heard from various people, the average person lasts about 4 years in this program. This is a cleverly disguised program of torture and murder. It is backed by governments, but governments are controlled by this dominant sect that we've been describing. Bobby Fischer mentions this. He says there's no United States as people think of it. This is the greatest chess player who ever lived, who grew up in New York or Jew York of Jewish parentage, who, competed against Jewish chess players all his life. He said the U.S. is just a puppet in the Jews' hands. It's a plaything for the Jews. The U.S. government and American Jewry are virtually interchangeable. And then he really, kind of tears into him a bit. And it sounds to me like he was targeted. He says almost everyone who's been around me turned out to be a secret agent working for the Jews, working for the CIA. The Jews have planted so many of their Jew agents and CIA rats all around me. That's what a target goes through. So many people, girlfriends, lawyers, everybody almost turned out to be working for the CIA and the Jews. Unbelievable, but true. My basic thesis is that Jews are criminal people, and the Jews completely control the United States, and the Jews are using the United States as a vehicle to take over the world. All true. And what he doesn't say, of course, is the Jews are actually under demonic oppression. So we are looking at the rollout of the Antichrist kingdom, Satan's kingdom. And these are the people that crucified Christ and, said, let his blood be on our heads and the heads of our children. And this seems to be the case. And there's so many quotes that prove this. I've got several posts on this, quotes on Judaism and Zionism, and on my website. The first quote by the Jew and High Mason Crémieux, founder and president of L'Alliance Israélite Universelle, 1860, said the net which Israel now casts over the terrestrial globe enlarges and extends. Our power is immense. Learn to turn that power to our cause. The day is not far distant when all the riches, all the treasures of the earth will become the property of the children of Israel. So this has been the goal right along. This is their mandate. They believe they are gods on earth and we're just cattle and insects, William, and that it's their duty and right to take over the world for their father, Satan, and exterminate us. So I suggest that we fight back. I suggest that we defeat them. I suggest that this is a horrible plan, and not in our best interest. So we must be willing to wage countermeasures against its dominant cult. Death cult.
Well, you've laid out quite a bit of your reality and your experience, and I think people appreciate that. We're always interested in hearing about things like this. Very few other programs will talk about them. That's what we stand on, what's left of the First Amendment. We will continue to do that as long as we can. Thank you, Eric. Talk to you soon. Be well, be safe, and take care. Good job.
Really you good. Too. Thanks very much, Jeff. All the best, and hang in there. You're really a source of strength, and I just hope there's a lot of people out there that are just holding on with a commitment to preserve what is best about humanity, and this is not it.
No, it is not. This is antithetical to that, exactly. All right, you be well. Take care. Thanks.
Hey, good night.
All right, Professor Eric Carlstrom. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Hang on.